The man who watches all that's happening with the Palestinian media heads up an organization called Palestinian Media Watch. PalWatch.org is their website address, and it's Itamar Marcus. I've got a lot to talk with Itamar about. I want you to eavesdrop on this conversation. Don't miss a moment of it. Itamar, the Pope is going to be in Jerusalem. He travels throughout the Middle East. He makes his way over into Jordan, crosses the Jordan River. Actually, he's going to take a helicopter from Amman into Bethlehem. They're going to have a mass there. A major mass will be held by the Pope in Bethlehem. And then he is going to have a visit with both the Mufti of Jerusalem and Prime Minister Netanyahu as well. Let me just find out, all of these activities with Pope Francis coming to the Middle East, talk to me about what the Palestinian media is saying about this visit by the leader of the Catholic Church.
Well, we just released today something which I think is fascinating. The Palestinian Authority, from the president's office, ordered an art exhibit that the Pope will see when he's in Bethlehem. And this exhibit is something that is quite shocking. What they've done is they've taken ancient artwork of biblical scenes, most of them involving scenes of Jesus, either coming down from the cross, one of them, the famous one of where you've got St. Thomas pointing at the wound. So what you see is half of the ancient art, classical art, and the other half of the picture, you actually see a Palestinian, sometimes a Palestinian body, sometimes you see an Israeli soldier. And what they've done is they've turned the images of Jesus into the Palestinian. And this is consistent with Palestinian ideology, which falsifies history and turns Jesus into a, not a Judean, but a Palestinian. Of course, there were no Palestinians back then. But they've turned him into Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, just right before Christmas this past year, in a public speech, said that coming up Christmas, when Jesus the Palestinian started preaching, etc., etc., Jesus the Palestinian. So this is Palestinian ideology, and what they've done is they've created this artwork, which the Pope, I don't think he'll be too amused by it, but that's what they're doing. They're identifying in art all of the famous Jesus pictures they've cut in half, and Jesus, sort of half of his body's there, and the rest of it's a Palestinian.
Well, I can tell you from Christian theology, Itamar, that indeed Jesus Christ was not a Palestinian. He came from a Jewish background. He had to be, if he is truly the Messiah, a part of the Davidic family. David would be his forefather, and indeed, so the theology is not exactly what the Palestinian people are saying. What do you believe their motivation is? Is this just simply another means of propaganda?
Well, it's beyond propaganda. The Palestinian ideology is to deny that the Jewish people ever were in the land of Israel. It's to deny Israel's right to exist. Well, if Jesus was of a Judean family, a Jewish family, that would mean, and Jesus was in Bethlehem, so that would mean that there was a Jewish population here. So denying Jesus, the Jewishness of Jesus, is part of the denying of Jewish history in the land. Beyond that, what they've done is there is no such thing as the Palestinian Arab history, certainly not until very, very recently. Sometime in the last century, Arabs of the land of Israel started to identify as Palestinians, really not till the 1960s when the PLO was founded. But in any case, what they've done here is they've not only erased Jewish history, but they've given their people who have no history a jump 2,000 years old. And if Jesus was a Palestinian, then all of a sudden these people without a history have a 2,000-year-old history. And the children can then grow up being proud of their 2,000-year-old history, and not just any history, but they're connected to one of the most famous and significant people in history.
Absolutely. And not only did they erase Jewish history, do away with the fact that history says that he was not a Palestinian, but they destroyed Christian history as well, according to the Word of God. Well, let me talk to you about the Pope's visit. He's going to be visiting Prime Minister Netanyahu, but as well he will visit with the Mufti of Jerusalem, who not too long ago called for the extermination of the Jewish people. Now, that doesn't sound like a good move from the Vatican to have an audience with this type of a Palestinian cleric.
Well, I think it's outrageous, and I certainly assume that it's being done out of standard protocol, that the Pope, the senior religious figure, is meeting the chief rabbis of Israel, and he's also meeting the most important Palestinian religious figure. The big difference, of course, is the chief rabbis in a million years would never, ever have called for killing of anyone, and certainly not for genocide. But the Mufti of the Palestinian Authority said that it's Muslim destiny to essentially exterminate the Jews, and that the Palestinians are part of this process. So how is the Pope honoring this person by having a meeting with him, and he has not retracted this statement yet? And I'm hoping that the world should be outraged at this, and I'm hoping that there will be enough international media that there will be pressure on the Pope to demand a retraction. If he could get the Mufti to retract and actually issue a statement denying that ideology, I think that would be very valuable for peace in the Middle East. To go and meet him without a retraction, I think, will be misinterpreted by many, many Palestinians, that the Mufti, with his hate messages, is accepted internationally.
Yes, I would agree with you on that statement. And by the way, there may be another statement that needs to be retracted as it relates to the Palestinian people. A Hamas official said that the only peace will come in the Middle East through ethnic cleansing. And of course, he was focused on wiping out the Jewish people. That's the ethnic cleansing that he was talking about. This does not work well for any possible coexistence in the future.
It's absolutely true, and part of the problem is that people don't listen to the Palestinians, what they're saying in Arabic, and this is why our website is so important, our work is so important, it's why your program when you interview me is so important, because the Palestinian Authority is getting away with, literally getting away with murder. They're calling for murder, they're glorifying murderers, and these are things that are abhorrent to all decent values. They're abhorrent to the values of certainly the Christian leadership in the world, certainly the political leadership in the Western world, and yet the Palestinian Authority gets away with this, and we need more exposure to make the world aware of this in order to bring the pressure on the Palestinian Authority, let them know that it's not acceptable. And the more publicity we can get for these statements, the better chance we are of getting beyond this and maybe having a chance for peace.
Itamar, we are grateful to your organization, Palestinian Media Watch, for your team monitoring the electronic and the print media so we can know actually what the Palestinian media is saying to their people and not really what they are propagating to the world, which seems to be different sometime. Well, just quickly, if you will, talk to me about the Palestinian Authority foreign minister. He says that Israel is trying to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque. There it comes again, that libel that is totally untrue, is it not?
Well, of course it's completely untrue, and it's one of the most dangerous libels. Just remember that when Yasser Arafat wanted to start a terror campaign against Israel, he used Ariel Sharon, at the time he was a member of Knesset, his walk on the Temple Mount, where any Jew should certainly have a right to walk, and any person, any Jew, non-Jew, any Christian, anyone in the world should have a right to walk on the Temple Mount. And the Yasser Arafat said that Ariel Sharon's walking on the Temple Mount was defiling the Al-Aqsa Mosque, was an attack on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And because of that, the Palestinian Authority population went to war, which ended up with 1,200 Israelis being murdered and 4,000 Palestinians being killed, most of them combatants, but not all of them combatants. So over 5,000 people, or close to 5,000 people, were killed because of this libel, this malicious libel of the Palestinian Authority that Israel is planning and attempting to do something to Al-Aqsa Mosque. So the fact that the Palestinian Authority today is continuing this libel, it means that the Palestinian Authority is not interested in any kind of peace. It is a ridiculous libel. They know it's false. They know Israel is not planning to destroy the mosque. That they say this libel, coming from official sources, it tells you right away the Palestinian Authority is not interested in peace. They're interested in getting their people angry enough so that when they want violence, they hope their people will be willing to go out and be violent.
Another tangible evidence that the team headed up by Itamar Marcus, Palestinian Media Watch, is so key in helping us to have the proper worldview and the understanding of how Bible prophecy And the stage for the fulfillment of it is being set as well. Itamar, I know you had a very, very busy day, but you took a few moments to be with us. We so appreciate it. Thank you again, and we'll talk again real soon.
Okay, good talking to you. Good night.